So, Robin, why don't you tell us about your new single, OI?
So, I wrote my single, OI, purely because I had a lot of girls that always come to me with relationship problems, never knowing how to tell people how they feel and, like, they actually like them. And I thought, do you know what? This is so common in everywhere around the world that people struggle with emotion. So, the reason why I write all of my songs is to help others. Well, yeah, help others tell people their emotions and basically help people through music. So OI was a way to just say, hey, I can just show you this song and maybe you'll get the message. So, yeah, that was, yeah, that's pretty much OI.
Now, you had a confidence issue growing up, correct? And then you use music as a way to overcome that. Now, the one thing that I think to myself when, you know, or the one thing I don't think to myself actually when I think about your music and you as an artist is having a confidence issue. I honestly don't see how you could. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, sure. Basically, what happened when I was younger, like, I literally used to cry at everybody and anyone. I used to have run behind my mum and dad and was just afraid of everything. So my mum and dad thought it would be great to chuck me into performing arts school just so I could gain my confidence. And from the age of 3, I have been performing. So I gained my confidence through dance, through acting, through singing, through just by performing. So by having that experience, I was able to just come out of my shell and just guide people through music. This is why when I write, I always write for other people as well as myself, because I think it's so important just to have that guideline and that support behind you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, that's a unique way to overcome any confidence issue or, you know, getting bullied or any of that other stuff, is to go out and perform. Because, you know, I'm a guitar player myself, and I've played in front of lots of people, and I blow chunks before every show because I get that nervous. So, I mean, how do you do it?
It's really crazy because I actually don't get nervous before going on stage in front of people. I love the feeling knowing that I'm going to go out there, perform, and help somebody. It's just that, it's just an undescribable feeling. It's amazing. But I think through getting bullied and having my confidence knocked back so much, music was my only escape. So it means a lot to me to go up there and just show how much I got over it, and how if there's anyone going through the same problems that I've been through, they can get through it too. So it is good. It's fun. I love it.
Now, if I can ask, what were you getting bullied on? Because when I see and hear you, I mean, you look fabulous. I mean, you're beautiful physically. You have a tremendous voice, and you know, the music I've heard is just totally catchy. I mean, so what could you have possibly been bullied on?
I honestly don't know, but it was so bad. I got bullied out of my music lesson, out of my sports degree. It's terrible. And it was in sixth form as well, so that's like college. So you wouldn't really expect it from that. I mean, I've been bullied all through my life, but I just never took any notice of it. But the one in sixth form just got so bad because I was bullied out of my lessons. And then the only lesson I didn't want to give up in was the lesson where all of the people that bullied me was in. And it made it worse when the teacher got involved and she joined their side. And I just thought, you know what, you aren't going to win. Because I used to come home every day crying my eyes out, literally sobbing. And I just one day I just turned around and just said, Robin, what are you doing? Like, why are you letting them win? So I made myself a mood board, which is a really good way of expressing emotions. And then basically on my mood board, in the middle of it, it says, a positive mind leads to positive outcomes, which is such a good quote. So I said that to myself every single day, and I still do, because I still have it up on the wall, and it just helped so much, because I am now showing them that whatever they're doing to me is not affecting me, because I am winning. And they didn't like the fact that I was winning.
And I do think
they kept ducking things my way. But I had a smile on my face.
Exactly. Well, and I'm sure you've heard the old saying that success is the best revenge, but I actually prefer to say success is the best justice.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, I mean, I would feel totally justified at this point.
I do. It feels amazing because they try to, like, if I put a post up, they'll try and put a negative thing on it. And I just laugh. I think it's hilarious because I'm doing what I love. And to be honest, I'm grateful because everything happens for a reason. And I believe that if I didn't get severely bullied, as horrible as it was, I wouldn't be doing music now.
Exactly.
So I'm grateful for what they did, but I'm not grateful for what they did.
No, I totally get it. I've been bullied off and on my whole life. I had to start wearing glasses at 8 years old. So, you know, I mean, you can imagine what that was like, you know, being the only kid in class with glasses on. But, you know, and we as an entity got bullied last year because, you know, I terminated somebody and then they went on there immediately after saying that we had the best websites, all this, that, and that other thing, going say we were totally mediocre, but actually it helped us.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, the quality got better, but then on the flip side, this person's basically advertising for us, because now everybody that wouldn't have gone there goes there, you know, was going there just to see what the fuss was.
Yeah.
So
I just don't get why people target people. It just annoys me, and that's why music is a good escape for anybody and everybody. That's why people go into doing, like, art, and it's just a way of expression, like expressing feelings and stuff. That's why I always write for others as well as myself.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I think it comes down to they have something you want. Or not, well, let me rephrase that. I'm going to cut that out. They want something you have, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, well, it has to be. It has to be. Well, think about this. Why don't you tell everybody where you're going to be playing next?
Oh, it's really exciting. So I've always wanted to perform here ever since I was a little girl. I love going here every Christmas. I'm actually performing through November to January in Hyde Park at Winter Wonderland, which is really exciting. And I just cannot wait because it's like a dream come true pretty much for me. And I've been rehearsing really hard, and I hope that if anyone is listening and they are around the Hyde Park area or around London, that they come and experience the Winter Wonderland experience, because it is a great day out.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, you've also already played places like the London Palladium, the Barbican, the Emirates, and the Hackney Empire, so on and so forth.
Yeah, they're great. They are great places to perform. I'm just climbing up the ladder a little bit more now, and I'm just getting to a lot more places that I've always wanted to perform at, which is really, really nice. And it's a great success for me, really, because everything that I have gone through, and you just, at the time when you're getting bullied and stuff like that, you never think that anything like this is ever going to happen, because you just feel so rubbish in yourself.
Exactly. Well, bullies are the best fans I have, though, because they're the best advertisers. I mean, think about it. You know what it reminds me of? Like, you ever seen, well, of course you've seen this on television when you watch, when you see a commercial, okay, like when Company X says, well, our car is like Company Y's, you know, and this, you know, we're better than Company Y's. And the reason they're saying that is because Company Y has the best selling car.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, think about this. You know, like, you've got, you know, and I don't know if anybody knows this yet, but you have Prince Harry as one of your fans.
I do.
Oh, my God.
Crazy. Yeah. When I got the news, it was actually, I screamed because I didn't know what to say. It was one of my, basically, what happened was one of my fans wrote into Prince Harry. They wrote into Prince Harry quite a lot. And they just mentioned me in their letter saying that, hey, this girl called Robin Regan, she wrote a song called Home that she gives all the money to Help for Heroes when people buy it. So he commended me on my work and told me that I should never give up and that I should just keep going, which I've done.
Exactly. Well, how many people can say that?
I don't know.
I can't. I mean, you know, Prince Harry didn't even know who I am. So, you know, no, I mean, it's great. So, I mean, you've basically, you know, done what a lot of people out there will not do. And I say will not instead of cannot, because anybody can do something if they try hard enough. But there are a lot of people out there that believe the bullies and believe the negative hype and then dwell on that. And then you not only have not dwelled on it, you've kicked it out of the way.
I wasn't going to let them win. That was one thing I have on my mood board. Mood boards are great. I think everybody should have a mood board.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know what mood board is, it's basically a board full of like positive quotes and what you think, it's what you want to happen. And it's good because everything that I've ever put on my mood board has happened. So you're bringing what you want to you, which is cool. So
yeah,
everyone should have a mood board.
I have a dartboard. It's just like, I really do. And it's got stuff I have to get done on it. And it's like, you know, so sometimes I'll just like throw at it. And I was like, oh man, it's laundry day.
Hey, that's pretty clever.
No, I'm serious, because it's outstanding stuff that I've got to get done today. And then I'll just throw one on there.
That's a pretty clever way.
Thanks.
I'll just have to do that.
Thanks. You should see the wall around the dartboard, though. You know, because when it hits the wall, oh yeah, it's day off day. You know, so.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, I'm gonna watch TV. but let's talk about the EP that you were that you're coming out with. You know, is OI gonna be on it? Because that's a great song.
Thank you. We're still in talks about the EP at the moment, but we have got a little art cover for it, which is really, really nice. I'm not too sure about OI being on it quite yet, just because it's already been out. But we could chuck it on there if people want it on there. But there are going to be either 5 or 6 new songs, which I'm really excited to put out, because everyone's been waiting for so long since OI has come out to hear more songs. But I'm just excited. It will be out either late December or early next year.
Nice. Yeah. Now, are the songs in the same vein as OI, or are they going to be pretty diverse?
They're all quite similar in a way, but they're also different. They all have that thing about them that makes you think, yes, but they're also different.
Now, if you could pick your favorite song off the upcoming EP as it stands right now, including OI, if it's on there, what would that be and why?
Oh, that's so hard.
It's your favorite kid question is what it is.
I love OI, but I would say my favorite is Separate Ways, only because it's not about a relationship. It's about a friendship, which you don't really get a lot of songs about friendship. And I'm trying to come away from writing about love and liking people. And yeah, so I have Separate Ways just because it's about friendship. Like Work Hard is about being positive and just working hard. That's nothing about love, which is great.
Do you think you've learned about friendships, love and relationships in general through your music?
Oh, totally. It's crazy how many people like stay by your side when they don't think you're doing anything, but as soon as you're doing anything, they just disappear and they don't stand by you. It's crazy. You'd think it'd be the opposite, but I have lost so many friends on my journey, but it's only for the best because I'm still doing what I love and I'm progressing. So,
and even if you lose friends, I mean, I've lost a lot of friends along my journey as well. They were needed at that time, I think, you know, regardless.
Yeah. I mean, like, people come into your life all the time, like in and out. You're gonna lose people, you're gonna gain people, but mm-hmm. Like I say, everything happens for a reason. So if you're not meant to be in my life at the moment, you're not gonna be there.
Precisely. Now, I have a social psychology question for you that you actually just made me think of. If you could choose, there is a difference too. If you could choose passionate love or compassionate love for the rest of your life and not have the one you didn't choose, which would it be and why?
Oh, that's pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like passionate love is more like when you meet that person that you think is your soulmate and it sparks and, you know, ignited, you know, very heated and everything. But that, you know, compassionate love is that love that, that you develop over time with someone close.
Well, that's so tricky. I think through anything, I think most relationships and stuff like that is through compassionate, because, I mean, you're growing to love them more and more every single day. You can't just, like, or I personally don't think I could just jump in and love somebody.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, well, like with me, I think of my parents. My parents have been married almost 50 years now. And, you know, I'm sure that first few years it was very passionate. You know, but now, I mean, it's, they're more like they're inseparable. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, you know, physically being together all the time, but physically being together all the time. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, so you're right. I mean, you're right. I mean, I think compassionate love is the way to go because it's more lasting and you have a deeper understanding of that other person.
Yeah, I think it's nicer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But passionate love when you're 20 is awesome. I think, you know, I mean, I got some great memories. So let's just leave it at that. So, well, what do you have coming up, Robin? I mean, like, I mean, you've got everything on the ball right now. I mean, OI's like totally kicking ass. I mean, you've got this EP that's coming out that, you know, if it's what I think it is, I mean, it's going to be more of the same quality. It's going to be every bit as good as OI, because we have OI in heavy rotation on our flagship radio station too.
Oh, thank you.
So what do you have coming up? I mean, are you going to tour like mainland Europe? Are you going to come over here to the States? Or
I really want to come to the States. That's always been a dream of mine, but I'm not too sure at the moment. I would love to go on tour. But as I'm growing at the moment, I'm still growing. I'm still going up steps at the moment. So not quite yet with a tour, but they are on the cards.
Yeah. But it sounds like the way you've got everything on the ball now, the sky's the limit, and no longer is it the limit's the sky.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I do really hope to come over to the States. That's actually on my mood board.
Nice.
To tour America.
Nice. Now, do you have a band put together yet? Because you've already played some stellar venues.
I actually don't know. I'm always on the stage on my own.
Wow.
Pretty crazy, yeah.
I mean, have you ever thought about getting a band together? Because I think it would sound great if you had like a full band.
Yeah, that's something I'd actually be interested in. I think having the company on stage and just being able to like have a laugh with a band would be pretty cool. Yeah, that's something I'd be looking into, actually. I'm going to look into that.
Awesome. You heard it here first, everybody. So, well, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Twitter, which is at Robin New Regan, and on Facebook, which is Robin Regan Official Fan Page. And my fans are awesome. I have to say, Reganators are the best fans in the world. Like, I speak to them every single day.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. They are amazing.
They do. I've seen some of the buzz on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, they are like loyal, not only loyal, but they almost seem like they're friends of yours.
Yeah, they're not fans. They're family. Regan is a family. So if you're a Reganer, you're my family.
You should come up with a section of your website just for them call it Reganomics.
Hey, that would be pretty cool.
I just come up with stupid stuff all the time. So. But no, seriously, I think they'd go for it. Like, you know, like give them like an unreleased track here and there or something. And
I do. When I go to events, I give out like little goodie bags full of sweets.
Oh, really?
And stuff. Like, yeah, every event I go to.
Like actual candy and stuff too?
Sorry?
Like actual candy too?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all on that, man.
Everyone gives out leaflets, but you need to stand out when you go into these places. So I always give out special for my fans, because, I mean, without them, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly, exactly. They're the bread and butter.
Yeah.
You know, so if you could tell, and if you could tell your fans a personal message to them right now, what would it be?
Just thank you so much for being by my side every step of the way. And I love you so much. And I can't wait to meet every single one of you at one point during my journey.